Everyone, thank you for tuning into the Postmodern Realities podcast from the Christian Research Institute and the Christian Research Journal. It's November 2018, and you're listening to episode 97 of Postmodern Realities. And I'm Melanie Cogdill, managing editor of the Christian Research Journal. On this episode, I'm joined by James Patrick Holding, who is the webmaster of Tecton Apologetics Ministries and the founder of Apologetics Afield, which is a project devoted to bringing apologetics to the mission field. In the volume 37, number 1 issue of the Christian Research Journal, JP wrote a feature article about Adolf Hitler's religious beliefs. His article is called, "Was Hitler a Christian?" and it's available free at our website, equip.org. JP, it's good to have you on.
Hi, Melanie. Thank you for having me today. I appreciate it.
Well, it seems like the question about Adolf Hitler has found some resurgence just due to various different circumstances, probably worldwide, really. And so there's a renewed interest in that time period and specifically in Adolf Hitler and his beliefs. So what evidence is typically presented for the claim that Adolf Hitler was a Christian?
Well, typically the evidence is drawn from three specific areas, and I'll give an example of each. They're drawn from direct statements by Hitler, such as, "My feelings as a Christian point me to my Lord and Savior as a fighter." Also appealed to are commonplace behaviors by Hitler, such as him quoting the Bible or attending church. There is a specific example of Hitler quoting the text about being neither hot nor cold, or I will spew you out of my mouth. And finally, evidence from his background is often appealed to, saying he was raised as a Catholic and or a Christian, he was baptized, and he sang in a church choir as a child.
Well, there are a lot of people out there, you know, both well-known, maybe celebrities or well-known figures that self-identify as a Christian. Maybe some people we know self-identify as a Christian and even might quote Bible verses, as you noted, from Hitler himself. But is self-identification as a Christian sufficient evidence to properly identify someone as an actual Christian?
I would say certainly not. And the classic example I like to use is from Mahatma Gandhi, who is quoted as saying, "I am a Christian, a Hindu, a Muslim, and a Jew." And very few would regard him as identifying himself with all four faiths at one time because he said that. And certainly he could not have possibly adhered to all four of those faiths simultaneously and been consistent with them. Every statement like that needs a defining context. It's not enough to simply take a self-profession as though it has the full meaning that goes with it.
A lot of times we hear, like I just mentioned, celebrities or athletes or musicians quote the Bible or thank God in some acceptance speech or something like that. But if somebody quotes the Bible or refers to God or Jesus in positive terms, like you said, "Oh, my Savior Jesus," is that sufficient evidence to identify that person as a Christian?
No, certainly not. And we've given the example of Muslims and Jews who will certainly be quoting the Old Testament, which is part of the Bible, but that is not sufficient to identify them as Christians. And many within the Jewish and Muslim faiths do respect the New Testament, even if they don't accept all of the beliefs that are associated with it. And so while they may refer to the New Testament in glowing terms or refer to it positively, that certainly does not make them a Christian. And their references will have to have a defining context. Why is it that they are referring to the Bible? Why are they quoting the New Testament? That's the same question that we have to ask of anyone, and that includes Adolf Hitler.
So how would you describe Adolf Hitler's religious beliefs? How would those accurately be described? Because just anecdotally in culture, if people mention Adolf Hitler and any religious beliefs of his regime, the Third Reich, and himself, they would always say, well, that was identified as Christian. Is that true about his religious beliefs? How would you describe them?
The movement that Hitler was associated with was termed Positive Christianity, and it was referred to most specifically in point 24 of the Nazi Party program. The party as such stands for positive Christianity, but does not bind itself in the matter of creed to any particular confession. Now, upon an initial reading, you may assume that positive Christianity is used to describe something affirming and not a specific movement. But in reality, positive Christianity was a cultic movement with deviant beliefs, and this is the system that Hitler adhered to. It can best be described as pseudo-Christian and heretical in nature.
So you mentioned his beliefs as positive Christianity. What were the origins of the positive Christian movement that he specifically professed allegiance to?
Well, the historians who deal with this issue trace it back to a grassroots ideology which infected established churches in the mid-19th century in Germany. It was not an organized movement initially, and it slowly grew to the level that it became in Hitler's time. It began with a sentiment of nationalism that was found in Germany in that period during the 19th century. And one historian described it this way: there was a broad stream of religious feeling with a pietistic coloring that found its way into a budding German patriotism. And as part of that process, the nationalism and its sentiments replaced the Reformation preaching of the power of faith to justify. And as part of that belief as well, there was this idea that Germany was a great and expanding power that needed and deserved an empire. It was viewed as a nation that was selected for God's economy, for a special place in bringing its message to the world. And it was also perceived that Germany had been chosen to punish God's enemies.
So he was really, you know, weaving in his religious beliefs, obviously, with his political goals. So what ways did this, quote, positive Christianity, how is it at odds with the historic Christian faith as we know it?
Well, there are three ways in which it was most critically deviant from the historic Christian faith. The first deviant belief was a radically edited Canaan. And most of the members of the positive Christian movement rejected the Old Testament. And depending on their point of view, they also rejected portions of the New Testament, particularly Matthew's gospel, as well as the letters of Paul. And Paul in particular was deemed a corrupter of Christianity. So we had a rather radical form of surgery on the Canaan that was performed by the positive Christians. The second deviant belief was the redefining of Jesus as a non-Jew. Of course, historically and biblically, Jesus was a member of the Jewish people. But positive Christianity recast Jesus as a member of the Aryan, A-R-Y-A-N, or the Nazi master race. The final deviation had to do with their focus on right practice at the expense of right doctrine or belief. There was a strong emphasis on works, as opposed to doctrine, which was pretty much ignored. I mean, you can look in vain for any statements on the Trinity, or about original sin, or any critical doctrines from those who were involved in positive Christianity. They were far more concerned with the teachings of Jesus concerning works and relating it to their own political ideology.
So I guess the big question is, was Hitler raised in a Christian home in terms of how we would see it as practicing Christians, like a Bible-believing home? Or were his home life also kind of tinged with that's where he learned positive Christianity?
He didn't learn positive Christianity at home, as far as we can tell, though he certainly learned about it from his environment in the late 19th century. Within his home, he was raised a Catholic, and he did indeed sing in a boys' choir as a child. And as you pointed out earlier, there are many people, and including many professing atheists that I know, who could say the same thing. But as he grew, as he became older, he slowly abandoned his faith, and that in something that we're very familiar with. We know of many people like that who initially started with a faith that was strong in their home life, but then they slowly abandoned it. His father was a liberal Christian and was considered lukewarm. His mother was more devoted, but as Hitler became older, his father's attitude started to gain the upper hand in his life. And it became such that in his teenage years and in his early 20s, one of his best friends said, "For all that period that I knew him, I do not think he attended Mass. He never attended the Catholic Mass." And he would say his mother would want him to go to church, but he never accompanied her, even when she went to church at that time. And later on, in 1942, Hitler put it this way. He said, "At 13, 14, and 15, I no longer believed in anything, Certainly none of my friends still believed in the so-called communion, only a few totally stupid honor students. I think we see there sentiments of someone who had totally abandoned the faith of their youth.
You're listening to the Postmodern Realities podcast from the Christian Research Institute and the Christian Research Journal. Today's guest is James Patrick Holding, and in Volume 37, Number 1 issue of the Christian Research Journal, JP wrote a feature article about Adolf Hitler's religious beliefs. His article is called, Was Hitler a Christian? And it's available free on our website, equip.org. To read our upcoming Volume 41, Number 5 issue with our cover article, Solo Sex and the Christian, please subscribe to our journal. A 6-issue subscription is now at a new lower price of $33.50. And to subscribe online, visit equip.org. And I also want to tell our listeners about another free article online that's related to this one. And it's still relevant to this discussion and to current events. And it was an article we did on Christian identity, which is called Christian Identity, A Christian Religion for White Racists. It's available free online on our website. And it does cover white supremacist groups and their views of what they think the Bible teaches, which is unbiblical. You were just telling us about Hitler growing up in the church, but yet never going to church. And seemingly, as you said, you know, by the time he was an early teen, rejecting the faith of his youth and never attended, you know, with his mom. So what did Hitler think about the Bible? And what did he say about the Bible? I know when we first started our discussion, you quoted him referencing the Bible. So what did he actually believe about it?
Yes. We should keep in mind, as a public figure, Hitler had to be very careful what he said so as not to offend the people who were supporting him. So many of the statements we find come from private meetings or from meetings with his fellow leaders in the Nazi movement. But for example, in a 1919 manuscript, here's how he described the results of dealing with the biblical text as he saw it. He wanted purification of the Bible, that which is consistent with our spirit, and a critical examination of the remainder. And almost certainly, that means he wanted to get rid of the Old Testament. And further on, he said, in reference to the 25 points of the Nazi Party program, which were often accused of being contradictory, he said, the New Testament is also full of contradictions, but that hasn't prevented the spread of Christianity. He obviously didn't hold that the New Testament was the infallible and inerrant Word of God. And perhaps the most critical statement, he said, the Jews had Jesus crucified, but Paul falsified his doctrine and undermined ancient Rome. And that's precisely in line with what I mentioned earlier about positive Christian movement dispensing with Paul's works.
So what did, you know, sound like in private conversations? He rejected the Bible, but what did he say about Jesus? And you mentioned that he also was known to have said, you know, Jesus was his savior. So what did he really think about Jesus Christ?
Well, the most explicit statement was found from something he said in 1921. He said, I can imagine Christ as nothing other than blonde and with blue eyes, the devil, however, only with a Jewish grimace. And in a 1922 speech, he referred to Jesus as the true God, but he also referred to him as our greatest Aryan, A-R-Y-A-N, leader, again identifying Jesus as a member of the Nazi master race.
So finally, what did Hitler say about what he thought was the role and purpose of Christianity? Was he only using it for political means? Because privately, in some of the things that you quote, it sounds like he, you know, regard Christianity very highly at all. He dismissed it, but he didn't want to make sure that, you know, for the masses, he said palatable things that would appeal to them. So what did he really think that the purpose of the Christian faith was exactly?
Well, there's little doubt that he made use of it for political purposes. I mean, certainly he had to put on a public face in favor of Christianity, because most of the people who would initially vote for him as leader were still Christians and were still devoted to the faith. But in some of his other statements, we see that with his adherence to positive Christianity, the view is much the same as we see in movements like Mormonism or the Jehovah's Witnesses, where he viewed the positive Christian movement as a restoration of an original Christianity that had earlier been corrupted by people like Paul. One of the statements he made to this effect was that the purpose of the Nazi Party was to translate the ideals of Christ into deeds and complete the work which Christ had begun but could not finish. And notice that in this statement, he not only elevates the practice of works over doctrine, and he also implies a denial of the doctrine of the atonement, for he assumes that Christ's work was not finished on the cross, but that it's up to him and to the Nazis to finish that work. He further said in a closed meeting with Goebbels, "Not party versus Christianity, rather we must declare ourselves as the only true Christians."
Well, this has been a very interesting historical look at the religious faith of Adolf Hitler, which I hope will be helpful to our listeners. So finally, I want to end with some fun rapid-fire questions for JP. So it's about to be Thanksgiving, JP. Apple pie or pumpkin pie?
Mostly pecan pie in this part of the country.
Do you know how to change a tire?
Yes, I do, but I'd rather call someone else to do it.
Are you an introvert or an extrovert?
Very strong introvert. I'm an INTJ.
iPhone or Android?
Neither one. I've written that article about technology in the brain, so I tend to avoid devices like smartphones as much as possible.
Wow, you're really old school then. Early bird or night owl?
Both. I'm awake at all hours doing everything.
Well, thanks, JP, for being a guest on the Postmodern Realities podcast.
You bet. I appreciate being here. Thank you very much. I've enjoyed it.
Well, today's guest is James Patrick Holding, and in the Volume 37, Number 1 issue of the Christian Research Journal, JP wrote a feature article about Adolf Hitler's religious beliefs. His article is called "Was Hitler a Christian?" and it's available free on our website, equip.org, to read our upcoming Volume 41, Number 5 issue with our cover article, "Solo Sex and the Christian." Please subscribe to our journal. A 6-issue subscription is now at a new lower price of $33.50. And to subscribe online, visit equip.org. We'd like to hear from you, so connect with us on social media, like the Bible Answer Man Facebook page, and follow CRI, Christian Research Journal, Hank Hanegraaff, and the Bible Answer Man on Twitter. Follow the Bible Answer Man on Instagram, and please subscribe to the Bible Answer Man channel on YouTube. If you like this episode, please subscribe to the Postmodern Realities podcast on iTunes. And when you rate and review our podcast, it helps others to find our content. So please share this episode on your social media accounts. Be sure you tune in daily to the Bible Answer Man broadcast hosted by CRI President Hank Hanegraaff, who answers your questions live on air. To ask Hank a question, call 888-ASK-HANK Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. In addition, head to iTunes and subscribe to Hank Unplugged. It's Hank's new audio podcast. You'll follow Hank off the grid, where he has in-depth conversations with some of the brightest minds discussing topics you care about. So until our next Christian Research Journal author conversation, thanks for listening to the Postmodern Realities podcast.